State workers have been calling for a pay raise for years. This week, the House and Senate released their plans to give them one. A union that represents majority of state employees applauds the move, but wants more. I'm Blaze Ganey. Here's House Appropriations Chair Representative Travis Cummings announcing his chamber's plan for state workers.
We've invested over $181 million for state employee raises, including $1,800 for any state workers making less than $50,000.
That plan would benefit the ones who may need it most, but leaves out anyone who makes above $50,000. The Senate plan goes further. Senate Appropriations Chair Rob Bradley explains.
The Senate budget includes a total of $249.4 million in new investments for our valued state employees. This includes an across-the-board raise of 3% for all state employees.
The Senate's plan also allows for a minimum increase of $1,000 if a 3% increase would fall below that. Vicki Hall heads the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees of Florida, or AFSCME.
We are extremely pleased that the House and the Senate budget have prioritized a raise for our dedicated state workers.
Last month, AFSCME held a bargaining session with the state to try and get a pay raise for workers. The Public Employee Union wants a 5% across-the-board pay hike and a 2% cost-of-living adjustment.
We actually want this to continue to go forward, not just for this 1 year. And as you know, our state workers are the lowest-paid state employees in the nation.
North Florida Democratic Senator Bill Munford agrees the cost-of-living adjustment is needed.
If you look at the cost of living, for example, in the last 10 years, it's gone up. So if you took a snapshot 10 years ago, snapshot today, you'd be hard-pressed to try to tell somebody that state government is a good place to go to work.
Munford has been focusing on making sure state workers get paid as if they were in any other job sector.
And we often have said, people have said, we need to run government like a business. I agree with that. We should. State government is a business. But those businesses out there that are successful take care of their employees. I don't know any successful business who that let their employees go to work for 10 years with only one small pay increase.
Specifically, state workers haven't received an across-the-board pay raise since 2008. And Munford says since, employees are actually making less. He's carrying a bill to put a cost-of-living adjustment into law. It would authorize annual cost of living adjustments to base rates of pay for state employees who have achieved their required performance standard. The bill passed one committee and has two more stops. An identical bill in the House hasn't been heard.